I'll remind councillors to use their microphones when they're talking, please. We'll make a start. So security measures that I read out every meeting. So evacuation details and information are located on the wall on my right-hand side. In the unlikelihood of an emergency evacuation, an alarm will sound and evacuation wardens will assist with the evacuation. When directed, everyone will be required to exit in an orderly fashion through the front doors and go directly to the evacuation point, which is in the car park at the side of the town hall. Thank you, Deputy Mayor, for the beep beep. Okay, so you've got the table of contents in front of us. We're all present. There are nil apologies. In attendance are as follows. That's been put up on the screen at the moment. Would somebody like to move the confirmation of the minutes, please? Councillor King. Councillor Knott. Any discussions, councillors? I'll just put it to the vote. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Against, that is unanimous. Thank you. Council workshops held since last meeting referenced announcements by the Mayor. Is there? There are announcements by Councillor Bower. Are there any other announcements from any other councillors that are not mentioned? Councillor Temple, could you use your microphone, please, Councillor Temple?
On the 28th of February, there are two mentions of purpose for prostate, which I believe should have been purple for prostate.
Well, they have a purpose, Councillor Temple, but yes, you are right. They were changed on the internet, according to Maryland. They are supposed to be purple for prostate. Thank you, Councillor Temple. Any other councillors with any notification? Councillor Cameron's were up there. Sorry, Councillor Cameron. I saw it. Sorry. Okay. I apologise. Declarations of interest.
Neil,
thank you. Neil. Tabling and actions on petitions. Where's your microphone? Ran out of microphones.
None.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to public question time. So the rules for public question time are there. We have had questions on notice. Just check my time. 3:07. The responses, I can't keep doing that. I'm going to throw it over to you when I use it, John. So, right. Do we have any public questions without notice? There's been none there. None coming forward? Nope. Okay. Councillor question times. Question time. Councillor questions taken on notice, there is nil. Councillor questions with notice, there are nil. Councillor questions without notice. Councillor Knott has one.
Thank you. General Manager, microphone,
are you on? Thanks.
John. General Manager, can you advise of any further staff resignations?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. In what time period, Councillor?
Sorry? Pardon?
In what time period, Councillor?
Within the last fortnight.
In the last fortnight, there was Neil Gross and Joe Oliver has tendered her resignation today with effect 28th of May, 3 months' notice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Knott. Any other questions, Councillor Temple?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've got five very quick questions. First one, is there any update on the proposed prison since the last council meeting?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, no.
Thank you. With regard to the proposed prison, is my recollection correct that the state government a year or so ago said that it would be up to council to consider potential rezoning, that council would not be rushed in considering this matter, and that projects of state significance legislation would not be used?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I'll have to take that on notice and check the record, Councillor.
Thank you. Assuming, following on from that question, And I'm asking this, as there is a rumour in the community, is Council able to confirm that the assertions mentioned in my previous question still apply to the currently proposed location?
Through you, Mr Mayor, as per my previous advice, yes. Councillor.
Thank you. Next one is Council able to confirm if there is any substance to the belief held in some quarters of the community that if Council accepts the proposed prison, that it will be offered by the state government some other highly desirable project which will raise the prestige in the area?
Through you, Mr Mayor, I'm not aware of anything, and purely speculative.
Yep, and the last one is, as a year has now passed since Council adopted policy number 91, climate change mitigation and adaption, would it be timely at the April meeting to receive a brief report as to its implementation together with initiatives planned for the coming year?
Through you, Mr Mayor. Yep, we're happy to do that, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Tebble. Okay, Councillor King, sorry, and then Councillor Cameron, sorry, I just saw your hand go up.
Thank you. Has Council had a response to the letter to De Pipwe dated the 20th of January 21?
Through you, Mr Mayor, yes, we have, Councillor.
Thank you. Could Council please make this response public?
I see no reason why not, Councillor.
Thank you. I do wonder if the writer of the letter is aware that many of the affected landowners have hedges of another introduced species bordering their properties, providing refuge for the rabbits.
Well,
rhetoric.
Is
the writer also aware that shooting rabbits is prohibited on a great many of these residential blocks that are affected and that trapping is illegal?
Through you, Mr Mayor. Councillor, I'm not able to comment on the awareness of the writer, but the letter is, from recollection, silent on some of those issues.
It is. A recent publication from Biosecurity Tasmania has indicated that there are no planned releases of Khaleesi virus for 2021. What measures, other than biological control, do these landowners have in order to control rabbit populations?
Cats.
Excellent. That, I'm glad you said that. That was a leading. So, amendment to the Cat Management Act commenced on the 1st of March 2021. Does Council have a response to these amendments?
That's yours.
Not as yet, Councillor. We've yet to consider it. Workshop item on the 23rd of March.
Thank you. And I just have one last question. Is Council aware that Meander Valley residents are still having dangerous encounters with wild fallow deer on our roads?
Oh, yeah, I can answer that one because I have seen anecdotal evidence that, yes, there is still the same deer population. So, yes.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yeah, it's a continuing issue from when it was raised last season, yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor King. Councillor Cameron.
Sorry. Recently, a ratepayer made comment to me that they thought Council's public attendance restrictions at meetings was difficult to understand. Although the guidelines are printed on page 2 of the agenda, could the General Manager please provide some clarity around public attendance and also if any ratepayer has been denied attendance since the public gallery reopened in August?
Through you, Mr Mayor. As highlighted by the Councillor, the requirements for the meetings are outlined in meeting conduct on page 2 of the agenda. That procedure follows the limitations of this room here, taking into account the physical dimensions of the table, which take out a fairly substantial amount of room for social distancing. I'm not aware of any member of the public that has been denied access as a consequence of these restrictions.
Thank you, Councillor Cameron. Councillor Kelly.
Thank you, Mayor. I have two. A little bit of background. given the recent leakage of the resignation of Mr. Gross, it got me thinking about the security of our internal systems. And over the past few months, I have been receiving weird emails that appear as though they've coming from the mayor, and I think other fellow councillors have had the same. So my first question is council aware of any employees other than the general manager that has provided internal information relating to the employee's resignation to the Meander Valley Gazette?
No, councillor.
Is there appropriate IT security in place for council emails, and if so, is there any evidence to suggest that people outside of council have viewed confidential employee-related information and provided that to the Meander Valley Gazette?
There's no evidence, councillor, but it's prudent with all things relating to IT security to have a look at our systems and our audit trails and make sure that that's the case.
Thank you.
In essence, I'll take that on notice.
It wasn't me. Okay. Councillors, any other questions? Take that as no. Thank you for those questions. Deputations by members of the public. There is nil. Thank you. So, for the purpose of considering the following planning authority items, councillors acting as a planning authority under the provisions of the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993, we then move to Planning Authority 1, and we have some people who would like to talk to council, to address council. I'll actually ask that when I ask your name to come forward, that you tell us who you are and where you live, and you have 3 minutes to address council on this particular issue. So I have a list of representatives and an applicant here, so I'd actually ask Nick Cramp, if you're available, Nick, to come forward. There should be a microphone there somewhere, I hope. We have had trouble with this working before, but then we're lacking microphones.
Hello.
So I'm Nick Cramp from 1265 Mole Creek Road, Chudley. I have 4 points of clarification on concerns already submitted and one new significant concern I did not discover until the agenda for this meeting was published on Friday. Firstly, prevailing wind will cause significantly more noise and dust impact on the proposed residents than other neighbours mentioned in the report. Secondly, planners note that concerns about use of firearms is not relevant to planning conditions, so I submit to you that the concern was not about the use of firearms, but applying an integrated game management program that requires the use of firearms as per the PWE guidelines. My personal and local experience suggests game management using firearms is an ongoing source of angst and conflict between lifestyle farms and primary producers, and consequently council should take every practical step possible to minimise potential impact and conflict between neighbours. Thirdly, concerns about spraying impacting the proposed residents were dismissed because best practice and regulations require spray drift does not occur. However, this misses the point that the mere use of agricultural chemicals for best practice land management causes stress and ill feeling between neighbours. Mr. Brooks, my neighbour, is a practical example of this. He has had concerns about me attempting to manage gorse using recommended spray techniques. And consequently, one can only guess how much worse this would be if a residence was 15 metres away from my boundary where I'm required to apply chemicals to meet regulations for noxious weed control. I'd also like council to be aware of the irrigation scheme we're currently developing adjacent to 1184A Mole Creek Road. It's focused around a new dam that's just been completed with a total infrastructure cost of this project of approximately $750,000. And my final and probably most disturbing point regards access to the proposed development. I was not aware until I saw on Friday on your planning authority form that came through on the agenda my name written on it, which was a bit of a shock, and so I immediately rang your planner to see what that was all about and then discovered that the proposal is relying on access through our property to gain entry to this development. I had received no notification of that from the applicant. It was the first I heard of it when I saw it on here. The only previous hint that we might be involved was the address with access via 1275 Mole Creek Road, which didn't trigger anything in me because our address is 1265 Mole Creek Road, so I didn't pay any attention. So I only found out about this on Friday afternoon when I spoke to your council person. So I haven't had time to investigate what exactly this means for me, but I'm concerned about that, and as my grandmother would say, it's got whiskers.
Thanks, Nick, for that. Second one is Jay DeGrier. Oh, just observing? Okay, thanks, Jay. All right, so then we go to George Walker, who's on behalf of the owner. Again, George, if you can state your name, address, and then you've got 3 minutes. Well, it is unfortunate. We are recording, so I'm going to have to ask you to use it, George, please.
So my name's George Walker. We're from 60 Degrees, and our address is 287 Charles Street, Launceston. We're the applicants for this particular item and acting on behalf of Mr. Brooks. The purpose of the application is twofold. The first is Mr. Brooks has a desire to establish a resource development use in the form of greenhouse produce operation, a greenhouse produce operation. In its basic form, this includes growing of plants in the greenhouse, hand harvesting, drying within the kiln building, and processing and packaging within the packaging building, which has all been included within the development application. The second component involves a dwelling. The primary purpose of the dwelling is to allow managers of the resource development activity to reside on site. This provides efficiency and security advantages. In essence, if the dwelling is unable to be approved on the site, then it's very unlikely that Mr. Brooks would continue with the resource development operation. The site is considered suitable for a dwelling in its own right, which has been supported by the agricultural assessment. It's steep, it's identified as low value agriculture, it's fragmented largely from the adjoining agricultural land by a right of way and ownership. It contains priority habitat and it's affected by adjoining residential uses to the northwest and southeast in terms of being able to support activities which we've identified where there is residential use with agriculture use, sometimes there are conflicts. A benefit of having a dwelling on the site in conjunction with the proposed resource development use would be the broader management of the land, which includes weed management, fencing and fire abatement, which would all be included by the people that do reside in the dwelling or would reside in the dwelling. We understand the concerns that have been raised by the adjoining dairy farm, and in response to this, we're certainly willing to look at some form of increases to the setback of the proposed dwelling from the boundary that's shared with the dairy farm. This would, we feel, would reduce any adverse impacts, particularly when it goes sort of downslope from the adjoining farm, as well as additional landscaping that can be applied along that border. With respect to the point that was just raised about landowner notification, we did send a physical letter, but we did get a return to mail, and I can certainly provide evidence of that. And that was to abide by the requirements of the Land Use Planning Approvals Act, which is simply to notify the owner. We don't specifically need written consent from them. Where notification isn't received, that's probably a little bit of a grey area, but certainly we can provide evidence of sending notification. So thank you for your time.
Microphone on. Thank you, George. Thank you. Okay, councillors, so the motion is sitting in front of us. Would somebody like to move the motion? Councillor Kelly. Seconder for the motion, Councillor King. Councillor Kelly is a mover for the motion.
Look, I'll sum up at the end.
Mayor. Put it to the other councillors.
Thank you. Councillor King as a seconder.
Thank you. Typically, I would be very supportive of value adding and primary production in such a location. However, in this instance, I'm aware that council staff have worked with the applicant in order to find an acceptable solution by moving proposed buildings to alternate sites on the property, and that those offers have not been taken up. So I'm happy in this instance to support our officer's recommendation.
Thanks, Councillor King. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Sinfield.
I have basically no qualms whatsoever in terms of the agricultural side of it. People want to have a go, that's great. My issue is the proximity of the proposed dwelling to the boundary. I believe that there is probably room there to address that issue and move it further away. We've had some advice that we're unable to do that, expert advice that we're unable to do that in terms of the application that's before us. It doesn't mean we can't revisit it in the future. We don't know what the answer to that will be, but my problem at the moment is I think that dwelling is so close to the boundary as to be problematic, and I think there are solutions to it, but if we're unable to move an amendment that would effectively move it the relevant distance, I do realise the topography of the land is such that you wouldn't necessarily want to move it to the opposite boundary in terms of tucking it in under the hill, but I think there ought to be a solution that allows them to get on with what they want to do, but doesn't impact on the dairy farm next door, bearing in mind that one of the other houses is relatively close to the boundary. But I think if it were moved further away, somewhat similar to where the perhaps the hothouses are proposed, would be a solution going forward.
Thanks, Councillor Sinfield. Councillors, any other? Councillor Cameron.
I just really wanted to just say that I agree with Councillor Sinfield and Councillor King. I think that you know, if it was possible to put an amendment in that we moved it slightly off the boundary, but then I think apparently that triggers some setbacks on the other side. So I'd like to probably see it reworked and reapply again.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other? Councillor Knott.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My sentiments are probably similar to some of the other speakers this afternoon. The as we heard from a representative 15 metres away from the boundary, we've heard about spray and so on, and I do take heed of the fact that there may have been alternatives and they weren't taken up. So I do think that in that instance, I can see where the planners have sought for refusal, and I'll listen to further debate. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Knott. Any other discussions, councillors? I'll take that as no. Okay, I'll move it back to the seconder of the motion, Councillor King. Do you have anything further to add? No. Councillor Kelly is the mover of the motion.
Yeah, I'll add a few points. When I first looked at this, it raised alarm bells for me. Whilst I do tilt my hat to the staff for coming up with the recommendation that's in front of us, firearms, me with the experience of primary production, firearm should, or controlling of pests, should be taken into control. I've had many, many issues with neighbouring landowners on and controlling wildlife. Dust, spray, noise, it's just got alarm bells written all over it. So, yeah, that's why I'll be supporting the motion.
Thanks, Councillor Kelly. And on that basis, then, I'll put the motion up. So, please, all those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand and say aye. All those against? Okay, Councillor Sheriff is against. Thank you. Motion is passed. Recorded. Thank you. For those up the back, if you wish to leave the meeting, you can while we continue on. Thank you. Okay, councillors. So we're moving out of our planning authority items and moving into infrastructure one on page 142. Would somebody like to move that recommendation as it sits? Councillor Bauer. Seconder. Councillor Kelly. Councillor Bauer is the mover.
I'd just like to congratulate the officer in relation to this stormwater action plan. I actually believe that we do need priorities. It's something that's long overdue. It's very one of the things that when I particularly visit Blackstone Heights Community Group, they talk about stormwater issues, and to see them on the priority list will make conversations with them a little easier as we move forward. So congratulations, and I'd love to see one for footpaths as your next project.
Thanks, Councillor Bauer. Councillor Kelly is the seconder of the motion. No comment. I'll open it up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Knott.
Mine's a very brief one. It probably follows on from Councillor Bauer. If we look at developments a lot at Blackstone Heights in relation to Panorama Road and so on, mention's been made of footpaths, but stormwater's a crucial area on both sides of the road. So I think that anything that we can do in this area to improve and I'm sure would help the residents and those commuters. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Knott. Councillor Sinfield.
Yeah, question. Are we amending the words slightly in the on page, 148?
148, Councillor.
Inserting a few words to link the attachment to the action plan, or if the action plan.
Sorry. So, the recommendation we're talking about the recommendation. So, is recommend the council endorse the stormwater? No.
No. On page 148, are we inserting some words between the heading and to link it that basically says that the stormwater action plan is as per the attachment A.
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay. So, Councillor Sinfield, could we actually attach as presented as attachment A in the recommendation?
Well, what did you have? So under the heading of the action plan, we had the action plan is contained within the following attachment A. As per attachment A.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. In the event that the action plan is adopted, it'll be taken out of attachment A and be published as a standalone action plan. So from my perspective, amendment of the recommendation is probably sufficient to clarify that attachment A is in fact the action plan, given that you've got system action plan word in there.
As long as there's some sort of
reference. Yeah, because the reality is the action plan will beyond this process or stand alone.
But as I say, if somebody sort of looked at
it's a valid point,
and they'd go,
Marilyn, where is the action plan? presented as attachment A. So you were right, but if we just put it as presented as attachment A?
Yes.
So that's a slight change to the recommendation. Yep. Okay, so Councillor Kelly and Bauer as the mover and the seconder, are you happy for those, for that change to occur? Thank you. Councillor Kelly? Yes. Thank you. Both councillors have said yes to that. Thank you. Continue on. Okay, Dino.
Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor, just noting another correction from Councillor Knott around St Andrew's Circle, so we'll just correct that typo in the action plan as well when that...
Thank you. Page 150, thanks, Councillor Knott. Councillors, any other... Councillor Sinfield, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know whether I've raised that before. There's a piece there that says North East Deloraine, and it then lists what I would have thought was a whole heap of streets that I wouldn't have thought was in North East Deloraine, but it's only a minor point. I'm trying to find the...
149?
So on, yeah, on 148 it says North East Deloraine and lists a whole lot of streets. And and there on page 160... I don't know whether they're the same streets, but they appear as Northwest Deloraine.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the catchment names were established, I guess, by the consultant who did all the modelling, so I guess I'd be reluctant to change any names in the action plan because then it won't tie back into the original model, but I take on board as we move forward, might need something that's a bit more intuitive in terms of, and check those locations. But
Could we perhaps dip into petty cash and buy the consultant a compass?
No. No. He can buy his own. Anything else, councillors? Nothing else? I'll go back to the mover, the seconder. Councillor Kelly is seconder. Anything to add? No. Councillor Bauer, nothing to add. On that basis, then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. Thank you. That is unanimous. Thank you. Page 167, if I'm correct. If I've missed one, have I? Governance 1. So the recommendation is in front of us. Would somebody like to move? Councillor King. A seconder to the motion, please. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Annual plan department updates. Okay, Councillor Cameron is the seconder of the motion.
I don't really have anything else to add.
Thank you. Councillor King is the mover.
I'd just like to thank Jackie for the work that she's put into this and noting the changes in some of the departmental responsibilities. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, open for discussion. No discussion? Okay. Nothing to add after the discussion, Councillor Cameron? No. Councillor King is the mover. Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. Thank you. That is unanimous. Governance 2, public interest disclosure procedure. Somebody like to move that this be, we move the recommendation as it sits. Councillor Kelly, seconder. Councillor Cameron. Councillor Kelly is the mover.
Yeah, just like to thank Jackie for the work that she's put into this.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron.
I'd also like to thank Jackie for the work she's put into this.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron.
But, hang on, I haven't finished.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Apologise. Well, I don't have anything thrilling to say. I think it's probably Jackie's... as Jackie said before, she's had to take it from a... what did you call it? A model. A model, which was a little bit wishy-washy, I guess, to suit with local government, and I think she's done a good job of rewording it. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cameron. Open for discussion, councillors. No, nobody's putting their hand up. Nobody's. No. No. Okay. Well, I won't bother going back to the mover and seconder because I don't think you've got anything else to add, unless you do. No, they're shaking your heads. No. All right, I'll put the motion as it stands. There's all those in favour with the governor's two on. Please raise your hands and say aye. And against? So, Councillor Knott and Sinfield against. Oh, there. Cheers. Right, so we need somebody to move, somebody to second that we close the meeting for public, to the public to discuss the following items. So Councillor Kelly moves, seconded. Councillor Sheriff, all those in favour, against, carried. I think that was unanimous.